Many Quebecers hit the road over the holidays to visit family and friends, either by bus, car, plane, or in some cases, by rail. The idea of hopping on a train to cross this province has been a recurring dream for Gaspésians over the years, ever since Via Rail interrupted passenger rail service back in 2013. At the time, Via said the state of the tracks was unfit for passenger rail service. Since then, residents have continued to pressure Via Rail and the government to invest in to repair those tracks. The Coalition des Gaspésiens pour le retour du train passager de Via Rail is launching a series of public information sessions in the coming weeks, beginning in Carleton-sur-Mer on January 19th. And that is to give updates on the repairs that have been done so far and to answer people's questions. Earlier, we caught up with Micheline Saint-Ange, an administrator and spokesperson with the coalition, and she explained what people can expect from these public meetings.
We saw many people since 2 or 3 years ago because we had a little stand for card signature for deputies and everything, and they had many things to say. You know, they want to say their story about the reason they need the passenger train. So we decide that it's the time for them to speak and relate their story. That's why we want to give them the right information about all the what is the real story of the passenger train is Gaspésie. Who is the coalition of Gaspésiens for the return of the train? What is the role of Via Rail and the role for the government of Quebec, Ministry of Transport, and the Société de chemin de fer de la Gaspésie? So it's very important for people because they don't understand why there's a freight service but not passenger service. So it's very special because they saw the train. They're living very near the railway, and they saw the train pass and everything, and they don't know why they don't have the service. So this is the reason why we decide to put this meeting.
Why was now the right time to do this? You're going to be holding several meetings over the course of the next month or so. Mm-hmm. Why was now the time that you decided to do this?
Because the railway will be okay, will be secure and all repair until the end of the 2025 spring. So, you know, I think that everything is there, that we have back the service before the next summer.
Micheline, we have spoken several times with your coalition over the years, but for people who are not very familiar with the area that used to be covered by the Via Rail passenger service, what did it mean for Gaspésians when that service disappeared in 2013?
Well, there's many impact on health services because, the population of Gaspésia is older. The older one in the Quebec province. So many people had more health problems, and they had to go. We don't have specialized health service over here, so they had to go to Rimouski, Quebec, and Montreal. And it's very, very, very difficult for the people because it's hard to go there. You know, many people, it's not easy when you are sick or you have difficulty to walk or something like that to go to Montreal for the people, to go to Quebec, unless to Rimouski. So there was very difficulty about the health care and about the school, how can I say that, study, you know, young people asked to go mm-hmm. outside to have high study, and it's very difficult for work. There's many little enterprise that they work for somebody in Montreal or Quebec, and they have to go frequently. And when they pass 2 days on traveling, it's very don't know what to say.
It's tiring.
Tiring, yes. And it's long. They lost 2 days of time of work on traveling. And it's very important for the environment. You know, when you take your car from Gaspé to Montreal, it's very, very more in English you say GES.
It's more polluting.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and it's very important for tourism and vacation. Many people come from Montreal to Gaspésie to see their family each year, but when they get older, they are not able to come in car or bus. They need the train to go there. If we don't pay very much millions to repair the railway, we were not asking for the return of via rail. But the train is passing really close the house of everybody, and they don't have the service for the passenger, for the human being. The freight trains is going to New Richmond now, and it will be going to Paul Daniel Gascon this spring. And for people, there's nothing. So that's why we want to, it's very, very special. And there was many people who were taking the train in 2013 when it stopped, even though if the service was not very great. And people continue right now to go to take the train very far from their place. You know, some people leave Gaspé at the end of the peninsula, and they go to Matapédia or Campbellton and Newby to take the VRL train.
And so, how do they get there? And how long is it to get there to catch the train?
Oh, they can't. You know, they can. Sometimes it's very awful. They have to ask somebody else to get them to Campbellton. Then this person has to get back to their place. People traveled 300 miles to go there, and you know it's not comprehensible.
Yeah, it's not. It makes no sense.
It makes no sense. Yes.
Micheline, how much work has now been done on the tracks over the past few years?
When the government of Quebec decided to repair the train, the rail, they said we're going to do that in 3 steps. Okay, so the first step is from Matapédia to Kaplan, and this is almost done. Almost done. It is only left something to do. No? And then the second step was from Kaplan to Paul Daniel Gascon, and it will be all done on the next spring. So before the next summer, all the railway from Matapédia to Paul Daniel Gascon will be all fit. You know, all done, all the work will be done, and it will be very, very secure.
Are you confident that it will be finished in that timeline by spring 2025?
Yes, yes. We were waiting for this in 2024, and then we are 2025. But it left only some little work to do, and it was supposed to be done by November 24, and they will go to the spring of 25. But everything will be done at that time, and the last step is from Paul Daniel Gascon to Gaspé. The work is begin, but it will take some years. That's why we want it to be progressively, that it will come to New Carlisle this year.
Okay.
Because we will have to wait again to that they will arrive to Gaspé.
So what do you expect to be open then beginning in I guess it's March or beginning in the spring?
Well, it might be not the beginning of the spring, but we want it before the summer. So I think what we have for is minimally Matapédia to New Carlisle. When they close when they suspend the service in 2013, they went to Matapédia to New Carlisle for 2 years. The first thing happened is they closed Gaspé to New Carlisle in 2011, and after 2 years after they closed Matapédia to New Carlisle. So they are able to go to Matapédia to New Carlisle because there's a Y that we call. This is a special place that the train could turn because we need that for to go back. So in New Carlisle they have all the setup to be a temporary terminus for the train.
Micheline, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you very much.
Micheline Saint-Ange is an administrator and spokesperson with the Coalition. The public hearings will be held in several communities along the coast in January and February, and you can find out more information on the Coalition's website. That is www.gaspetrain.org. Tessa Waldron wants to revolutionize how we think about money. Specifically, she wants to help women break down